For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. During an interview with Fox News, President Trump admitted to making payments to two women during the 2016 presidential campaign, but he denied the claim by his former attorney, Michael Cohen, who entered a plea deal this week that he directed those payments.
Later on, I knew what he did, and they weren't taken out of campaign finance. Did they come out of the campaign? They didn't come out of the campaign. They came from me.
But Lenny Davis, who is Cohen's lawyer, told CNN it appears as though the president has committed a crime.
The motivation as a principal political purpose made that donation illegal and a felony. And if it's a felony for Michael Cohen, my client, who pled guilty, it's certainly a felony for the man who, according to the prosecutors, directed and coordinated the payment of that illegal campaign.
You're listening to USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. During an interview with Fox News, President Trump admitted to making payments to two women during the 2016 presidential campaign, but he denied the claim by his former attorney, Michael Cohen, who entered a plea deal this week that he directed those payments.
Later on, I knew what he did, and they weren't taken out of campaign finance. Did they come out of the campaign? They didn't come out of the campaign. They came from me.
But Lenny Davis, who is Cohen's lawyer, told CNN it appears as though the president has committed a crime.
The motivation as a principal political purpose made that donation illegal and a felony. And if it's a felony for Michael Cohen, my client, who pled guilty, it's certainly a felony for the man who, according to the prosecutors, directed and coordinated the payment of that illegal campaign.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
Hurricane Lane is barreling down in the Pacific with its heavy rain and high velocity winds. Hawaii is now preparing. Here's Governor David Ige.
We did announce that the public schools and the University of Hawaii campuses on Oahu and Kauai will be closed on Thursday and Friday as well.
Hurricane Lane is forecast to move dangerously close to the main Hawaiian islands from Thursday through Saturday. President Trump tweeted out a video of him talking about the Iowa college student who disappeared last month.
Molly Tibbetts, an incredible young woman, is now permanently separated from her family. A person came in from Mexico illegally and killed her.
24-year-old Christian Rivera is now charged with her murder. His attorney said he's able to work in the U.S. legally. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Americans are polled on how they feel about women running for office, and USA's Chris Barnes has the results.
More women than ever are running for office, and most Americans think it's great, according to the new Pew Research survey. Overall, just over 60% of the adults surveyed said they think it's a good thing. Women were more excited about it than men, though. 68% of women said they're happy about it. 51% of the men were happy about it. Republicans not as thrilled. 45%